Saturday, June 17th, I woke with that most luxurious feeling of owning a day I didn't expect to have. I had thought after the Democratic dinner last night in Austin that Lyndon and I would spend the night at the ranch. The morning would be full of preparation for the arrival of the Harold Holtz. In the afternoon and evening, we're showing our guests from Australia our own ranch and our way of life in the hill country. But no, the Friday afternoon switch Lyndon had called me meant that he would be taking them to Camp David instead. And I wonder when he'll get to the point when he says, "I can't do it, it's too much," would fly back after the dinner, leaving about midnight, getting into Washington about 4 a.m., and taking them to Camp David around noon, while I, in Lucy's house on Mackin Street, awoke with that delicious feeling of a newfound day simply added to my calendar. If that sounds ungracious and inhospitable, then I do enjoy the Holtz more than practically any chiefs of state. It is simply because my life these days is some 350 days that are duty and work, most of which I find highly exciting and pleasant, and a very few indeed personal, lazy, self-indulgent, mine. So first, with a cup of coffee, I settled by the telephone and made sure that Mary and James knew of the change of plans and would keep the spare ribs and the catfish in the deep freeze, preserve the fresh fruit and vegetables the best they could, and remind me to pick up some of the milk and butter to bring into the Lucy's house. And then, phoning Ashton about our desk work, little dictating, and Roy White and Herbert Wells about the status of our building project. About 11, I left for the ranch, and with Mary and James and a pickup truck full of pictures, we went down to their house from room to room, and they selected 4 or 5. One, a rather nice little portrait of me, and hung them in their living room, their bedroom, and LaFay's bedroom, and then to the Cedar house, where I made plans to hang the old German sitting by the fire, and the other German with a stein full of beer, stopped for a light lunch alone, and then continued to Oriole's old house, gathering up all the pictures from Iceland to Malaysia to Germany that I couldn't place in our house or the Cedar house or the guest house or James. We didn't hang any, we simply made plans for bedspreads and lights and pictures. And then back at the main house to bathe and dress. And after talking with Lucy, I decided that I would not drive in to have dinner with her. Neva had invited me to the West Ranch, where she was going to have the Morsons and the John Hills, and a very nice couple that had accompanied them from Houston for dinner. The summer twilight is very long in June. I arrived a little past 7 at this house that has been so much a part of our life for over 2 decades. It was our retreat, our refuge, our well-loved home base in the hill country for years before we bought Aunt Frank's ranch in the fall of 1951. I have tried to remember when I first met Wesley. I think it was 43. There they were in the living room, Neva and Mary Ellen and Joe Beth and the lady from Houston, while outside the whole gorgeous summer twilight was the best show on earth. I lured them out beside the pool. The sun had set and the ever-changing play of lights across the sky was a dream to watch. The quarter moon growing shinier as the night deepened, and the cottonwood trees that Wesley had planted themselves, tall now, were tinkling like wind chimes. He put them beside his bedroom window because he liked the sound. The whole symphony of summertime was in full play. Insects tuning up across the wide sweep of lawn to the west, and behind us to the east across Neva's beautifully planted lawn. And suddenly the accent of a big bullfrog down in the pond. Broom, broom, broom. It was an absolutely delicious night. We sat by the pool and Lewis brought us drinks. And finally the men came and joined us. And I thought that some of the most pleasant evenings of my life have been spent right here. Here, this very day, I was expecting Lucy's baby to be born. And here, more than 20 years ago, Lennon and I visited when we were expecting Lucy. We went in for one of the unequaled meals that the West have. Delicious steaks and enormous salads. Fortunately, I dieted at breakfast and at lunch. No chance tonight. And their friend from Houston discussed his collection of Texana, especially early maps, and indicated that he might be giving them to the LBJ Library. I left a little before 11. Neva and I are making plans to do some decorating at the ranch on Monday. Curled up in the back seat and slept on the way home, reaching Mackin Street by midnight. Mm-hmm. Sometime during the day, I had talked to Zara and Harold to welcome them long distance to Camp David and tell them how sorry I was that I wasn't with them, that we weren't all together at the ranch. And that is true, both prospects were very pleasing. I suppose one wants a taste, a sample, of what one seldom has, a self-indulgence. And that is what the Today Is Today was. Well, June 17th had passed, and no new little Nugent.